Now, will you notice verse 2? And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. This, I think, is a design or a picture of a Christian burial. There is today the question that comes to us right along, well, should Christians be cremated? There's nothing in the Bible particularly against it. You wouldn't lose your salvation if your body's cremated, that is for sure. But the method of burial for a Christian is it's like sowing seed. It's like putting someone in a motel and putting them to sleep. That's the way Paul speaks of it in 1 Thessalonians, speaks in 1 Corinthians 15, so that you don't burn seed when you plant them, and you don't actually burn a person when you put them in a motel. At least you're not supposed to. There have been some bad hotel and motel fires, but that's not the proper way. And I would say that you give a testimony in a burial by taking a body, and this body of Stephen's must have been horribly mutilated, and they took him up tenderly, and they put him down in the ground just as you'd plant seed, put him, as it were, in a motel. The body's gone to sleep. Stephen's gone into the presence of Christ, who was waiting up there for him. But one day that body will be raised, sown in corruption, raised in incorruption, sown in weakness, raised in strength. Now, I can't see how cremation sets that forth. Here's the picture of real Christian burial. Now, I know that today many of the undertakers say, well, we're running short of space. My friend, this old earth has been taken in bodies now for thousands of years, and still there's room. Is it the writer to the Proverbs or Ecclesiastes says that the grave never says enough? It's always moving in that direction. And I still believe this is the proper way for Christian burial. Now, let me move on, because that is actually a sidelight, and the reason I spent time with it, that's a question that comes to us constantly. And apparently today it must be a pretty live issue in some areas. Now, verse 3. And as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Now, this is the young man now with zeal, as you remember he said concerning zeal, persecuting the church. He was a very zealous young man. Now, will you notice? Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now you see the effect of the persecution actually did not hinder the church. It furthered the work of the church. Paul said to the Philippians, when he was put in prison in Rome, he said, the things that have happened unto me have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. And I just don't believe that the church can ever be hurt from the outside. It can be hurt from the inside, and we're going to see that